This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Knowing what we all know now, firing Mike Brown, was that still the right move?
It kind of feels like it. I mean, I don't...
The team...
No, re-signing Mike Brown wasn't...
There's that part of it, but I feel like knowing what the Kings knew going into the season, like I said, knowing what we know after all this.
So I don't know.
The team was under five, seven games under.
I still like Mike. Like, I don't know what to say. I still like Mike. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not at practices. I haven't been a basketball player for any years, much less 6, 7, 8, 2, 1, none of that. Mm-hmm. I've been around coaches and watched that I don't like and don't understand. And I've heard a lot of the script, like when someone talks about like practices or standing around, like I heard that about coaches in the past. Like I get that line of thinking, standing around too long. I get the longer you've been a coach, the longer you've been a player, the more you need to find a coach that understands coaching older players. Mm. Like, I get that. Fox talk again, he's, you know, gave me permission to, like, Fox was like, yeah, I told him I wanted to go to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I absolutely did. Why? It's not my job to help the Kings in this process. Right. Like, right. It's where I wanted to go. I have a little leverage in this. I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. I said, bro, you don't have to explain that to me. Like, I kind of felt like he thought he had to explain everything. I was like, bro, you don't have to explain that to me. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was representing Kara, she had a coach that she didn't like. She's got to go. Mm-hmm. It's one place. It's Washington. She's going to go play for the coach that you just fired. And that's it. That noise you hear in the background is the press conference. We'll be prepared to carry that live as soon as Valanciunas, Monty McNair, and LaRavia sit down. We'll bring that press conference to you live. Eddie Gonzalez will join us here in a little bit. I don't fault him for that. Use the leverage that you have. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a limited number of years to do this. Do it.
Absolutely.
It's just since you've left, it feels like a few things have happened that have made this look like not exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, that's not right. And here's why. And that's where we are.
That's it. That's all that was, man. And the one thing I can't say.
Thank God he didn't bring up that video Chef Q sent him. Because
the one thing that I'll say, and you know, anybody can do whatever they want. Not whatever they want, but feel how you want to feel going into March 7th. I would be very disappointed if it was.
Oh, we're not
anything.
Doing that.
Nah.
We're not doing that.
They're, but, you know, unfortunately, there's people who feel that way.
We're not. You know what my belief is? Those people live on Twitter. They don't go to the arena. Mm. Those people will not be at the arena on March 7th. Like, yeah. That man will get a massive standing ovation.
And he doesn't deserve anything less.
Scott Moak needs to say his name and shut the hell up. I love Scott. I'm not telling him how to do his job. I believe that's what he'll do. He'll say his name. He'll be quiet. And then he'll keep it moving.
Yeah. Should you give him a video as well?
Well, you're definitely getting the video.
Big yeah. video guy.
Don't give it to the role players or anyone else for that matter, but give Fox the video.
Not the role players, though. Why did you do that? You know what he just did. Kevin Herter wasn't bothering nobody.
Don't do that. It's not for...
He wasn't bothering anybody.
There's an epidemic of role players getting videos in the NBA, and I got to fight it, I guess. And I'll do that every time.
I saw a YouTube video last night of Grant Williams in the NCAA tournament at Tennessee. He had some big buckets. I also saw a video of him when he got...
A video of who?
Grant Williams.
Oh, okay.
I also saw a video of him when he tested Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, thanks.
That was crazy. I still
shout out to Tennessee, by the way. They beat Connecticut. I could not remember the last time they beat Connecticut.
Yeah, that was big time, man.
It's like I think Pat was the coach. Pat was the coach. It was 2007.
Wow.
I mean, now, granted, they went years without playing, and I have to believe Pat's looking down, just shaking her head, like I told you guys not to do this. But I still say
Grant Williams is well within his right. It's basketball, bro. What, you want him to not to sit up there and just praise Jimmy, bow down to him? No, bro. We talking. Tatum, Brown, handle business. Be there for the help side. Get buckets back so we don't have to worry about that. What you talking about?
10th man talking to Jimmy Butler. Give me a break, bro.
Hey, there goes Hammer.
Hey, there is James. That's James Hammer, ESPN 1320. Yeah. Oh, what do we zoom it? Then there's the sign. There's the golden one center sign. It's great. We're just testing the cameras here.
The address.
While we have a second, I want to say I did talk to our guy, Fake Kevin Herter, on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw our guy, Fake Kevin Herter. He was in civilian clothes. He's done with it. Not in a malicious way, but he's done with all that. He's back to being himself. And he said, I ain't going to Chicago, nothing like that. I'm not wearing no Chicago gear. I'm a Kings fan. It's what we do. Shout out to Kevin. But he did have a suggestion.
Okay.
He said, while the fake Kevin Herter is gone, he said D'Lo should be the new fake Zach LaVine.
Okay.
That's what he said.
I was low-key hoping you were going to say, like, fake Kevin Herter, say, like, the new fake James Hamm or something in the time being.
He said, tell D'Lo he should be the new fake Zach LaVine.
I don't think that one plays, but Steven the Chatty House is on the same wavelength as me. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see Damian and Zach LaVine, I got to say.
Oh, no. I know what you guys are doing. This is colorism. I know what you guys are doing. You found a brother my shade and go, oh, that you guys could be it. It's the same stuff you guys did with Ricky Stark. It's the same thing.
So, Zach LaBarley.
All right. Y'all are whack, man.
We brought up Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks coming to the realization, like, oh my gosh, we actually do really look alike. It was hilarious.
I can't lie. That's the show clip I watch all of the time. Like, I show that clip to people.
Oh, that was a classic. His realization is the same realization I have when I saw Morris Chestnut. I was like, damn.
No one literally.
Yeah, you keep throwing that out there hoping.
He's really trying to take my style.
And in Kenny's head, he looks like Morris Chestnut and plays basketball like De'Aaron Fox.
Morris Chestnut looks like me.
Oh, of course.
There's a difference.
Who's older?
Him, but.
So wouldn't you.
He didn't always have a beard. He didn't always do all that. No.
He had a beard in the best man in like 2000.
Oh, yeah. In the best man, he had a goatee.
Oh, he did have a goatee in 2000. That's right.
Best man. What was the other one? Two can play that game. That was a good one.
Two can play that game, yeah. Yeah. Was that Vivica?
Yeah, yeah. Or no.
It was Gabrielle Union.
No, it was Vivica, and he was with Gabby Union in Four Brothers. Because that was giving the last piece of food.
Okay. Four Brothers was DL, Shamar.
Yeah, Shamar.
Morris Chestnut. Who was the fourth brother?
It was
it's brutal.
Who was it? Was Bill Bellamy?
It was Bill Bellamy. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Not coincidentally, look what's on my computer right now.
Shamar Moore. Yeah.
Shout out Morris Chestnut's finest film to Like Mike as well.
Well, okay, that's the one he could have passed on that role.
Don't disparage that movie.
Did you watch his
no,
TV show?
No, that's a Four Brothers. So, no, this is a different movie.
Oh, no. The Brothers.
The Excuse Brothers. Me. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, that's Excuse right. Me. The so, brothers. Four Brothers was the one where Tyrese and Andre 3000 and Mark Wahlberg. Now, who's the fourth brother in that movie?
It was some random white guy.
He's not a random white guy. He's a known actor. I just forgot his name. No, I think so.
Oh, no, he's a rando.
No, I don't think so.
I remember he got shot in the kneecaps. That was crazy. That was crazy. I said, oh, man.
I don't
he was
think
the baby
he's
brother.
Random. Oh, okay. My mistake. He's random. Yeah, I don't know who that dude is. I don't know who that dude is.
Oh, they say he's from Tulsa King. Have you watched that?
Never heard of it.
That's with Sly Stallone. I seen a clip.
Stop. Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, it's dope.
It's a movie?
No, it's a TV show. It's like now.
Sylvester Stallone's got a TV show?
Yeah. It's dope. It's fire. Like,
man, people like
people
it.
People love it.
What it's called? What
Tulsa King?
You see,
I seen one episode. And it was good stuff.
You see the video of him talking about real boxers and stuff like that, and how it used to be back then.
No, I ain't seen that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, back then we used to use these gloves. Like, bro, you were in Rocky. Relax, you're not a boxer.
Looking at the shape Stallone was in for those Rocky movies.
Man, rampant.
I wish I had one of those doctors. It doesn't even look. It just looks crazy. Like how? Like how?
It was one of those WWE doctors.
Well, and they're still around,
AJ,
too.
Shout out to AJ Styles and Randy Orton.
Real quick, I want to ask you, did you watch Morris Chestnut's TV show? The one with Dwayne Martin? That was a good one. They were like nightclub owners. By the way, it was on NBC. In a Different World is now
on
Netflix.
No, I know. I remember Bobby Brown being on that show. Up All Night. No.
That might have been it.
It was Patti LaBelle was in it, right?
I didn't remember the name. That might have been it. That's good knowledge by you.
No, I remember that show well. Yeah. I remember. I don't know why, but I always remember Bobby's performance of Two Can Play That Game on that show. not Two Can Play That Game. That's the Way Love Is. He performed that at the nightclub on the show.
Yeah. Shout out to Dwayne Martin, too, i.e. Kyle Lee Watson, which y'all know
all
about
All of
that.
This better than talking about... is it Out All Night?
That might have been it.
Yep, Patti LaBelle, Out All Night.
Yeah.
Oh, who else was in that show? Night. I don't remember.
Was it Robin Givens?
Close. No, we just said her name.
We did?
It was Vivica.
Vivica was in the movie. Robin Givens, I saw this clip of her the other day.
What's Robin Givens look like today?
Fantastic, I'm sure.
I bet.
Robin Givens, underrated.
Robin Givens, 60 years old right now.
Because the clip I saw is when she was on Fresh Prince. Remember that?
She looks... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she was,
all of this is better than talking about the game last night.
She was cold when she was in the... Remember the lawyer show she was on? With Duke from Juana Man?
The lawyer show, yes. Forgot the name of it, but yes.
Too.
Yeah. Ramona Shelburne just tweeted, we would have missed it by a few minutes anyways. The NBA trade deadline came down to a final table. Warriors, Suns, and Heat. Golden State and Miami. Okay.
What are we saying?
It says Golden State. I don't know this phrasing, so I'm just going to read it. Golden State and Miami chopped the final pot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what I've never heard that phrase before. Ending the Jimmy Butler drama while the Suns. This is Ramona Shelburne's new article. While the Suns begin an entirely new, uncomfortable one with Kevin Durant. So Ramona sucks because she got it. She got the article out literally minutes before Eddie Gonzalez got here.
She knew what time it was.
She knew Eddie was about to come on here and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But, yeah, like, Eddie will tell this story, but, yeah, they tried to trade KD in secret. KD found out. And that's why we said yesterday, what's the offseason look like? Well, there's a good chance Kevin Durant's going to be out there this offseason.
Summer of KD.
Yeah. This press conference hasn't started, and Eddie's not here. Let's get this commercial break out of the way. Okay, we'll come back. We'll have the press conference ready for you. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us, and it'll be an eventful final 2 hours here of D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we're going to head out to the Golden 1 Center. Jonas Valanciunas, Jake LaRavia, Monty McNair at the table right now. An introductory press conference. Jake LaRavia speaking as we speak.
We're taking on challenges defensively, just being able to make the right play, make winning plays, as I've been doing, and just continue to win games.
Monty, you have two extra roster spots right now. Any idea, are you guys, you and your team, looking at the buyout market right now? And is there a possibility you convert Isaac from a two-way to a full guaranteed at all?
Yeah, we'll move on to those things. I think we already have a little bit, assess things. It's nice to see the guys out there. But, right now trying to work on these guys, getting them ready to go.
Yeah, Jake, just what's kind of this process been like for you? You know, only 2.5 years in the league. Now you're dealing with the business side of getting moved. What's this process been like for you, and is it motivating in any way?
Yeah, quick turnaround, that's for sure. I got the call, and then I was on the flight, and within a couple hours, now I'm out here. But I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to be here and just kind of ready to see what this opportunity brings.
Hi, Monty. How much do you think this helps to kind of address, you know, some of the needs for this team for size, length, wing, and forward depth?
Yeah, I mean, I think both these guys, obviously, I've stood next to them now walking over here, so they're definitely taller than me. And, obviously Jonas, just an incredible rebounder and presence in the paint on both ends. And Jake, 6'7", 6'8". How tall are you, Jake?
Call it 6'8".
We'll call it 6'8". Versatile and the ability to guard both forward spots and play make on the other end. So I think they'll fit in well.
Monty, how would you look at just the trade deadline overall? I mean, what you guys were able to do, what you might still be able to accomplish, and then of course
so much movement during this time. Was it much of a surprise with everything going on?
Yeah, certainly a busy one. You know, I think we've now, you guys obviously talked to Zach before and these two guys now, and, you know, all three of those guys got to figure out how to integrate in with the rest of the guys that are here who have to figure out how to play with these guys. But, you know, it's always a process, but I think we got a lot of talent here. And so, you know, as always, the goal is the playoffs.
Hey, Jonas, how's it going, man? Deuce Mason. You seem to play with a lot of joy and passion out there in your career. I'm curious, like, what you think you can bring with that to this locker room and to this team.
That's what I can bring, you know, passion. That's how I play. I love basketball. I want to be successful. I want to be my team. I want my team to be successful. So just got to, you know, step on the court and do everything for the team.
Hello, Jonas and Jake. Welcome to Sacramento. Way back here. Kevin John, ABC 10. Jonas, you were on the team last year who was responsible for beating the Kings six times. What do you guys know about the beam here? How have you embraced it, and what are you looking forward? Enlighten that.
What I'm looking for, more lighting beams. So that's what I'm looking for. More wins. More joy, more hard play. So all about that, you know, never being a big talker. You know, we got to step on the court, fix some things, play with an energy, and light the beam.
For Jonas and then Monty, if you don't mind, how much, you know, you've played obviously with Domas a lot for a while, and the Lithuanian team, you guys would play alongside each other and sort of alternate who's running that five spot. From your perspective, how much do you feel like at the NBA level you guys can share the floor?
Well, that's the question for the coach. You know, it's very fresh news, you know, we together, so I feel like coach going to figure out how it's most successful lineups and how you want to treat the second unit also. So that's a question for coach, but we'll do anything to be successful and whatever coach wants to do.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. Hey. Jake the Snake got a promo voice.
Jake the Snake, man, he might be a tiger. Oka House. He might be outside.
You think Jake might have a girl named Aisha too?
Well,
I think my man Chet. Jake LaRavia. How old is he? He's got to be like 20, 21?
I would say he's probably
He's 23. He's 23. Guy, he looks so young.
Yeah,
he looks like a child up there. Of course, Valanciunas is
that's a grown man. That's a grown man there.
I would not ask Valanciunas a question. I'd just be like, that's good, bro. I whatever you say is correct. That dude looked like the enforcer in every movie ever.
Yeah, man. But LaRavia, like I said, man, catch him on K Street potentially. Actually, I saw his Instagram. I think he does have a girlfriend. So,
okay. All right.
But basketball wise,
yeah,
I like his game, man. I like his game. I don't know.
I watched some of the synergy clips last night.
Yeah. Guy coming off the bench, young guy. He can shoot it. He's a little bit more athletic than maybe he gets credit for or people think. Of his game, he can attack the basket. He can make some quick moves, some quick twitch moves to get to the cup. I'm a believer that, I don't know specifically if he's a good defender or not. But you spend time in Memphis and in that organization, you're gonna learn defense. You're just not gonna play. Like, you're not gonna be around. So I think there are principles on the defensive end that he's going to, at the very least, bring with him here to Sacramento, and it's going to help out. So, I like LaRavia's game.
I was excited to see Valanciunas play for the Kings last night. Of course, it didn't amount to anything for Sacramento. I think for the first time we'll reference the fact they lost last night. Mm. And it was a game like it didn't, you know, it certainly didn't look like the game the night before against Orlando. It was another one of those, like, they were, like, disjointed on both sides of the ball.
Did that game give you any concerns about the group going forward, or how much grace do we give them to kind of just get in the flow of things together?
Both. Like, there's definitely concerns there, but they also, you know...
I just wonder how much, like, the lack of having another point guard besides Malik is going to affect them, like, just getting into their offense and things like that.
The next four games, to me, are pretty important because the Pelicans are bad. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not the boogeyman of last year. It's a bad basketball team. Mm-hmm. Like, they're bordering on terrible. And you've got three with them. It's tough. Like, I don't like this. I hate this. It's tough. Like, you've got to win those three games. Mm. Then you got one with Dallas. I'm sorry. Did Dallas beat Boston?
My God. Thanks.
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, I'm not out there taking threes. The most I could do is cheer for them.
Well, try it.
Yo, I know we're talking about the Kings. We'll talk.
No, don't even. No, I'm not even gonna let you entertain those takes. Talk about the Kings, please. Talk about the Kings. Stop. Don't do that.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
He's already cut our mics.
They need to flip that switch starting now.
They don't. This they already have. They're fine.
Last year, only thing that mattered was the playoffs, and they was cooking right. Last year, only thing that mattered was the playoffs. They didn't play any less in the regular season.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I know what you're going to say. You're going to be like, the playoffs are the only thing that matters.
Well, they're not. Yeah. We're talking Kings. It's so overblown about the Celtics. Oh, they're going. They're not. They're just like the Cavs right now.
I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
Fine. They were historically great last year. I agree with you on that.
They're still a championship contender, and they can
win the ring. Yeah, they're not what they were last year. I'll agree with you because they were historically great last year.
Yeah, I think they've taken a step down. Is that enough for the Cavs or anybody else to get them? We'll find out. But I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
I guess.
I'm waiting.
I think it's overblown. Like, they lose a couple games or whatever. It's like, oh, what's going on? It's like,
do you want to? Do you want to? Do you want to do it?
I'm doing it because I ain't scared of these
people. I
ain't scared of them.
I ain't even mad at it. I said it 10 times. I said it today. I said it. I've watched that LeBron James shot like 20. Mm. LeBron, that, like, that the fact crazy. That he had 40 and like, that's just absurd. I was talking with Kenny about that before the show started, and, well, go ahead.
Hey, man. Look, I don't want this to be the case.
Uh-huh.
But they look like they got some juice now, man.
They do.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
They can come out the West.
That's not the story, though.
They look like they are rejuvenated as a team, as a roster, as an organization, as a fan base, that arena.
Yep.
They got life. And you said that they were, and you said it just now, that they're a championship contender. I scoffed at that.
I didn't say, I don't know if they can win it, but they can come out the West.
Either way, I scoffed at that. Just seeing the way LeBron is bouncing in these last two games. Seeing just the in it. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
They feel great. And that boy ain't even stepped on the court yet.
Yeah.
What you think is going to sound like, feel like when he step on?
That's not the story.
Hey, coach, chill. Don't do that.
Well,
don't do that.
Well,
coach. Don't do that.
Wait. What else is going on here?
What did I say?
At least he didn't go somewhere else, and we agreed. Public enemy number one.
Yep.
Is the Warriors.
I said if a team has to have juice, I'd rather it be the Lakers than the Warriors. After all those calls and FaceTimes we did the day after that game and as awful as things have been. No, go ahead. Let them have their fun in Southern California.
That don't bother me that much. I'm sorry. It would bother me.
Oh, if I saw Steph skipping around again, like, oh, no. I love when Steph skips and they lose, not when Steph skips and they're kicking everybody's ass again.
You know what was hilarious, though? What was hilarious to me was is the sequence. I saw this. I saw it first because I didn't watch the game because I was watching the Kings game. But I saw it first. Somebody had, like, fifth row up on the baseline camera. Like, kind of like where you would sit, right? Fifth row up on the baseline.
If you wouldn't sit that high.
Stop it.
But go ahead.
A camera shot of the Draymond technical situation. Did you see that?
The Draymond technical, yes. The camera view.
So, like, he shoots it. So this is the crowd, right? So you get the whole feel of it. He shoots and misses the free throw, and LeBron is just, yeah, let's go. And everybody buys in the whole arena. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. They go crazy. And then Draymond, this crazy guy, he telling the ref, don't come over here. I'm telling you, don't. And then he gets a technical. And then they even go more crazy.
Wait a minute.
They go crazy when that happens. And I'm like, damn. That's what made me think about it. I was like, damn, the vibes are kind of immaculate right now.
Did you see his explanation, Draymond's, about that technical?
I saw the words. I didn't hear him say
what. Quite frankly. Hold on.
Quite frankly, I told him, don't come over here and get in my face.
No, that's what he said. Yep, I got the video right here. We can play it. Hold on. Oh, Draymond.
I said, damn. But it was depressing, and it was funny to see.
Hold on. Is this it? Okay.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Have you seen this video?
The technical?
No. Oh, it's not shared. Sorry. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I was looking for the technical, the camera view that you were talking about, and then I stumbled across this. Have you seen this?
Well, no.
Okay, let's all watch this video together. We'll explain it for this is Draymond shooting a layup, but that's Luka Doncic at the end of the bench. Okay, so here's what happens. He misses the layup, and then the camera zooms in on Luka Doncic. This is my favorite video on the internet. I swear Luka lifts his head up and says, this guy sucks.
So who's my man that looks at Luka immediately? Who is that? Watch him. Looks at Luka immediately. You know they just been talking crazy about him.
Yeah.
Did you see him elbow him? Joe, he's been, watch him. Watch him elbow him. Watch him. Watch him.
They just got done talking crazy about Draymond.
Hey, Luka and whoever that guy is might be my new favorite players. That is hilarious.
Layups could be tough, though, you know?
That is hilarious. Man.
That is.
I am crying. Hey, salute that to whoever caught this video.
Damn, bro. Don't get it twisted. I hate it, but. They got vibes going on down there right now.
Oh, they were absolutely talking trash about Luka Doncic.
They got vibes going on down there. Damn.
Yeah, man. They got
vibes. I hate that. But I don't hate it as much as if the Warriors had vibes.
Oh, it'd be so miserable if it was the Warriors. It
really would.
So miserable.
It really would, man. But, yeah, I do. All jokes aside, like I do see a different – I feel a different energy. With that Lakers team, look at LeBron. LeBron is just—he looks like he's 24.
Greatest player that's ever lived.
I got a text tonight for just telling the ref, please don't walk. Don't walk in my face. And I got a text, but I've never seen a referee walk from under the rim, walking up to a guy with the ball and talking to him. And I got a text for telling him don't walk in my face. But quite honestly, if you walk in someone's face, like we all know what can happen.
What?
You see,
this dude is a lunatic.
Exactly.
When does a referee walk from under the rim on a free throw to the free throw line?
Was that off of you thought that was 8 seconds?
No, I didn't think.
Okay, yeah, right.
And I haven't seen a replay.
We know you don't think.
I don't
think.
Need to.
No, we know
I also
you don't
watched
think.
The ball roll out of bounds twice. Same possession. So.
Also, refs walk.
A lunatic.
Refs walk from the baseline to the player all the time, by the way.
This dude is a lunatic.
He said, you walk up, you know what could happen. Bro, what?
He's going to sock up a ref. He's going to chin check a referee.
What? I didn't hear that. I had, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
That's a wild boy right there. That's
amazing. Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is a wild boy.
You imagine him telling Gucci 2.0, hey, don't walk up on me, Gucci. You know what's going to happen.
It's the damn ref. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to hand you the basketball.
It's the referee. This dude crazy, bro.
I was trying to find that.
Let me see.
I was trying to find that video.
I thought I knew where I saw it, but I guess I didn't find it.
I don't know. Nothing's going to be better than that Luka Doncic video we found.
That was hilarious. They was having a good old time on that one.
They
was having a good old time. Oh, there you go. Well, here, I'll
you retweet it?
I'm going to just tag you because it don't need to be on my timeline.
Well.
Got to unblock me, though, real quick.
Well, I'm on Kyle's.
Oh, you're on Kyle.
No, it's fine. I make it work.
Go to KNBR.
KNBR has it? Okay.
What kind of a threat is a referee ever posed? Like, if this guy gets in my face, I'm going to sock him. I'm going to punch him in his face.
You know what that means? What? What? Bro, are you throwing hands with Bill Kennedy? What?
It's a referee, bro. Relax.
What are you talking about?
I had never heard that before.
That referee gets in my face. He's getting a knuckle sandwich. Let me tell you that.
I had never heard that before. That is crazy.
This the one right here?
Yeah. That's
okay,
it,
so let's. I'm gonna mute the sound. I haven't seen this video, so we could all watch it together. I'll mute the sound. He's
already.
He's worked up.
Crowd is turned up.
All right,
crowd's already kind of turned up.
Free throw, clank. Oh yeah,
LeBron getting everybody turned up.
Now he's in the ref's face. He just walked up to the ref. Look at him. Get out of my face, bro.
Technical foul. I get even more turned up.
Hold on. Okay, this is great. Let's recall what he just said. The ref walked up to him. Let's watch this brick again. Ball up, brick, and what's he do? He walks straight to the referee. This dude is a lunatic. Draymond Green is a lunatic. Oh my God.
This is the craziest guy to ever come through this.
This dude is a lunatic. He said the referee walked from under the basket and got in his face. He just said that. Now he misses the shot, walks directly to the referee from the free throw line. This dude, bro.
He's the perfect heel. Everyone's attacking him in his story.
This dude is a straight.
Let me see that brick
lunatic
one more time. Let me see.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that's the best part of the video.
That thing is a brick. Look at this brick.
And clank. Walks.
Almost smacked poor Moody in the head.
That dude, how come no one stood up and said, bro, no, you didn't? Like, you.
Like his son did. That's what
he literally walked straight to the referee. Oh man. You know what makes Kings losses better? Warriors losses.
Yeah.
What makes Kings losses better is watching Draymond Green be a lunatic on a basketball floor.
That's just crazy.
And then lie about being a lunatic in the post-game press conference.
You think we'll ever get a call from Draymond Green?
He might just show up to the studio.
No. Because De'Aaron is a civilized human being. De'Aaron's like, hey, bro, let me explain to you where I'm coming from. You explain to me where you're coming from. Draymond lied.
Oh.
Just not even an hour after that play. Just completely lied about what happened.
I just thought about something. And that, look, just like any other time, like I said, we say what we say if it come to that. But we all might be in close quarters in about a week.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's up? No, I say that to say because somebody may actually get the opportunity to link us up.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to his new restaurant.
I don't know. No.
You can meet at Draymond's new restaurant.
No. Are you going to stay the night out there?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's actually not that crazy. Like, you gotta go, you know, maybe San Mateo or Fremont or something like that. But it's not nothing crazy price wise.
We'll be at All Star Weekend next weekend. We'll be at All Star Weekend. We're just kind of going.
Yeah,
like we're not broadcasting from there. We'll do some social media stuff, but yeah, All Star Game in the dental office next week, and
yeah,
we'll be out there.
Check out our TikToks.
Eddie just quote tweeted the Ramona Shelburne article saying, maybe he didn't just tweet it, but he said he's 10 minutes away. So what sucks is I got to get to San Jose for a concert with Jams. And I've been waiting all week for this. And I got to leave when Eddie gets here.
Waiting all week for Sunday night.
Man, that's gutting. That is gutting. But it's going to be a good conversation, man. Ramona Shelburne has put the article out. Eddie will be able to confirm a lot of that stuff for you. And he'll be able to provide you some insight as to what happened with Kevin Durant, the Suns, the Heat, the Warriors. And most importantly, what's his future going to be with Phoenix?
Yeah, man. I mean,
because if he wants to stay in California,
come on through. Come on through. The Eddie did have me tripping though when he had the photo shot.
Yeah, don't do that, Eddie.
I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
On the Harrison
Barnes
jersey.
Whoa, whoa, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? I mean, now I've said a number of different times in the last week and a half, like, nah, we ain't trained DeMar DeRozan. Perfectly fine. We'll work it out. We'll figure it out. That would be one of them where I'd be like, okay. Okay, tomorrow.
Yes, DeMar can appreciate get traded for Kevin Durant. There's a long list of people that can get traded for Kevin Durant.
It'd be like DeMar and Keegan. I'm thinking money-wise. That's what I'm saying. And like what they would want back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this year's draft pick, too. Like the one that we just drafted.
you okay with that?
Yeah.
Hey, that...
Group chat was crazy.
I thought you were responding to me.
No.
That was crazy.
Yeah. I was finishing my thought.
Simultaneous text messages.
It was that shot.
Like
I said, bro, come on, man.
So we can call it out. Like, say what it, like, Devin's a tough watch right now.
Tough.
He is a tough watch right now.
Mm.
And I'm trying to give the brother the benefit of the doubt, but like, it's tough. Like, I know he, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. It is just tough to see him on the floor right now.
I'm not ready to just say get rid of him or anything.
Absolutely
like that.
Not.
But right now, he feels unplayable. Like, what I want from Devin Carter right now is just go out there, play hard on the defensive end, bring the ball up, facilitate it a little bit. Get your feet set, ready to shoot an open jump shot, and that's it. Like, that's all I really want. That's because if he starts, like, trying to create and attacking, it gets crazy, and I'm like, let's just go one step at a time. Like, that's how I feel about him. Let's go one step at a time here. Creating, getting to the basket, finishing over others, that ain't it right now. You ain't got that. Maybe you'll get there. You need some work, but right now you ain't got that. And it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough. Yeah, I had the phone sitting on the counter. Yo. Pull it up. I don't know how you two planned this. That never happened in the history of the group chat.
I thought he was responding to me.
The same tweet at the same time. Like, oh, man. Okay. Okay.
Maybe we'll look back at it like the Tatum tweet or text at one point in time. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
I wanted
to work for the guy.
I don't know. Jason Tatum never made his text at the same time.
Not like that. That was just an emotional Jesse. That's all it was.
Oh, man.
Jesse was a little bit emotional.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he had a couple moments after that where, you know, he was trying to lock up a little bit. So, I don't know. He got a charge shortly after that. And I mean, now I sound like a little big league, but...
I think he got two, to be fair.
I mean, it was a good play, man. It was a good play. I'm trying, man.
You see, look. You see?
It's a charge, pal.
Oh, man.
He drew a charge, man. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being the general manager that got Mike Brown fired and De'Aaron Fox traded because you wanted to draft Devin Carter?
Look, man. I'm trying to give these guys the benefit of the doubt on a lot of things.
Yep.
But that's the one you got me. I'm stumped. I can't. I don't have a defense for that. That was insane at the time. It looks even crazier now.
It was insane because he couldn't play. It looks crazy now. And the wait's over. Eddie's here. Ooh. Well, the wait's not over. We have to step out. We're going to run the commercial, and then you and Eddie can, and we going to cook. You're going to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Back here at D'Lo and KC, we got my main man, Eddie Gonzalez, making the city proud like he always does, man. I mean, there's a lot going on. I'll save our Canelo on our boxing talk for the text thread. You know what I mean? We'll save that, man, and we'll get to what everybody is waiting to hear, man. We were talking constantly for the last 2 weeks about some of the things that we didn't heard, and you know everything is, man. So I'm gonna just lay back. I'm gonna lay out, and I'm gonna let you just say what it is. Now I'm gonna have my questions ready, but I'm gonna let you just cook. I'm gonna just let you cook.
Man, how much time we got? When's the next break?
We got time. We got time today. Shout out Money Bag.
Look, we've been talking. We've been in consistent conversation, me, you, and D-Lo throughout all of this. So a lot of this stuff is being reported now. Let's talk a little more freely about it. There's a great ESPN article today of Ramona Shelbourne breaks down a lot of stuff. But I start the story in November when I start first hearing chatter of, hey, man, I think the Warriors want your boy. And, like, you hear rumors all the time. The NBA talks. I mean, y'all got a great example this week. Y'all was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, right.
But you hear rumors all the time. I can't take every rumor to every guy I know, but this is one. I'm like, maybe I should let Buddy know. Mm-hmm. So I let him know. And he's like, look, I'm happy where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking about that. And not only am I happy where I'm at, they know I'm happy here. So they're not trading me. It's they can talk. It's fine. I'm like, all right, cool. So that persists, though. Like, that's November. We get into December. December is the Jimmy noise. Okay. They get into that. The Warriors get into that as well. And so do the Grizzlies. And so do all the other teams we've heard all week. The Rockets. The Timberwolves. Everybody's trying to find that, right? But I got a lot of messages around that time, too, going, yo, if I'm paying all this for Jimmy Butler, why don't I just wait it out? Because if they don't get Jimmy, then maybe KD's available. And I can get KD for the same price, the same salary. You know, maybe cost us a couple more picks, but why take that when I can get this? It's like, all right, you know, I'm kind of like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. So when the Jimmy market dried up, sure enough, here comes the chatter. Yo, I think the Warriors want your boy. So I let it go because I already know where he stands. I already know he don't want to go nowhere. And I know he don't want to go there. And I know other people know that. People in power. People making these decisions. So I'm like, it's nothing to see. So we fast forward all the way to coming up on the Warriors game, which was last Friday, I believe it was. And it's like the rumors come up again. Hey, I think they might be calling the Suns. I think they might be getting closer. I think they're going to talk to him when he goes out there. So I'm talking to Kay the whole week because anytime he goes to Northern California, I'm getting ticket requests like I'm on the team. So we in chatter. I'm just like, you know, facilitating, doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm hearing it again. I'm just letting you know, bro. I ain't worried about that. They know I don't want to go there. And I'm not trying to leave. Always maintain that. It's always been the noise. Game happens. Rich sits next to the owner. I heard there wasn't even a point. He was there with Michael Kaiser, former Atlantic Records head, very infamous, famous music exec. Yeah. So it wasn't had nothing to do with that. Yeah. You know, it just happens. Cool. No chatter. But Saturday, next day, they're in Portland. Kevin flies straight out, straight to the bus, flies straight out to Portland. I start getting calls again. Yo, I think it's getting close.
Oh, man.
Does he know? I'm like, nah, like, this is somebody I trust. Somebody is really close. I'm like, no. And when I told him, he was not bothered at all. Like, all right. I'm just letting you know, bro. I think it's going to happen. Like, all right. Whatever. Then I get another call in the fourth quarter of the game. He's on the court. Yo, it's like the 5-yard line. You might want to tell him this is the parameters of the trade. Jimmy to Phoenix with Kuminga and some picks. Andrew Wiggins and some picks to Miami. Kevin to Golden State. That trade was reported today on TV. We might have had a convo. I might have let you know. I heard a little, you know. Y'all don't got to trust me, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, bro, I'm texting this during the fourth quarter of the game. Okay, cool. The Luka trade happens now, but 10 minutes later.
Mm.
So it's going crazy.
Mm.
I get a call from the locker room. Is this real? I'm thinking this is about the Luka trade. I'm like, yeah, it really happened. He's like, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, bro, I'm pretty sure this is real.
Let me pause you right there. You don't have to say, but I'm going to just ask the question. Do you think that, how did he get wind of that? Was that the team, somebody on the team saying yo, this might happen?
No. I'm here. I was just about to say this. I'm here to say, Warrior fans, Suns fans, Heat fans, whomever, I'm pretty sure I'll tip them off. If you mad you didn't get your guy, pretty sure it's my fault. Pretty sure.
If you didn't intervene, it might have went down. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
If you on the radio? If you on the radio?
Yeah.
So whatever happened in the next couple of days, some of this is kind of reported, some of this alluded to, but it seems that he eventually reached out, figured out, and eventually was told, kind of getting into this. But again.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you another question real quick. I keep interrupting. But if the Luka trade doesn't happen, do you think that trade happens before you could get to him?
Yeah. I think they weren't connected at all. I don't think the Luka trade is what made
him. Not connected, but just that made everybody just kind of stop what they were doing.
I don't think that trade put him more on edge than necessarily the wording of what I said.
Right.
And then subsequently his ability to confirm that. And then it's just, whoa.
Mm.
So mind you, they're in Portland for 4 days. They fly out Friday night, quick flight from the Bay to Portland, play Saturday, play again Monday. They're there till Tuesday. So they're there the whole time. All this is happening. And my guys at the hotel in Portland.
Mm. Mm.
Did some Portland stuff. I think he went to Nike. Did some famous guy stuff, I'm sure. But all of that's going down. And eventually he's able to, he did confirm. And then eventually, after all this news is coming out, they now are exploring their options a little bit more. Now, believe who you will about who decided to back off or what. It was known very early on. Kevin didn't want to go anywhere. He did not want to go there. Whatever his reasons are, at some point he'll talk. He talked to people over there. I think it was reported he talked to Steph. It's in this story that we were talking about on Twitter from Rona Shelbourne. He talked to Steph. But it was made clear multiple times through multiple avenues. I don't think that was going to stop the trade.
Damn. So they knew exactly how he felt, and they were ready to proceed.
Yeah, I think the idea was to tell him in the very late stages, but it was getting there. Mm. So it's been a whirlwind week. It finally traded Jimmy Wednesday night. But there was some more offers the next day. Some offers that have been reported. At some point, you got to find out if you're an opposing team. You got to see. Now I'm wondering if you're the Miami Heat, is there a more realistic offer you could have made to turn Jimmy Butler into KD? I'm wondering if a team like the Wolves or the Grizzlies, there's a real offer they could have made. Same thing for the Rockets. There's some that had been reported, but what's clear is people were kicking the tires and wanted to know what was what. And so the thing is, here's the thing I'll say, and I don't speak for anybody, that's my perspective of the story, and that's what I know happened that I did. Right. I said, hey, I did came for menace on belly. I got to drop a dime on it.
Drop the dime.
Because he didn't know. Yeah. And I had to let my guy know, I think this is real, and you might want to pay attention. Mm. But now the second half of their season, and they have the toughest record in the league, the toughest schedule in the league, second half of the season, it's going to turn into, it's already happening. Oh, he's got to be out now. Oh, he's got to be mad now. Oh, what did he know? Who can, is it fixable? Every time Kevin shrugs his shoulders, every time he misses a shot, he throws a pass out of bounds, and he is a turnover prone dude. It's like, oh, he's quitting now. But he's not. He's soldiered up. He's hurt right now trying to get back on the court. He was hurt on the court when he was on it. He's played hurt for this team. He's stood up on the podium and said, I want to be here. I want to retire here. He got a new crib. Like, all this stuff. He's settled in. And so all of that is just like us picking nits in a situation that was created out of nothing. You didn't have to shop KD, especially it's not a sure thing. Or the alternative world is you say, hey, Kevin, very early in the process, look, we having trouble making this deal happen. But we've also got some offers in this. And even you can admit, Jimmy and Kuminga and some stuff, four picks. That kind of is what we need, right? Is this something you prefer? Is something that works for you? Is this okay? Does this work? Yeah. Not that I'm saying his word has to be 100% of the weight either. Yeah. You could talk to him and he don't like it and still go, hey, at the end of the day, you're in the contract, buddy, and you got to go. But to not do none of that, you've created this situation out of nothing, out of nowhere, completely avoidable. And now all your players have to deal with this. Now there's reports that the locker room is toxic, and now you got Grayson Allen talking before the game saying the locker room's fine. I'm watching ESPN. Kevin's walking to the locker yesterday, and they're doing it like the Zapruder film. Like, oh, man, he just looks grumpy. Yo, he's in OKC fresh off a nap. He's not playing. He's mad he's not playing. No, he's not playing. You know, what's he supposed to look like? So it's like this is going to happen all season long. And if they miss the playoffs, and they just might. Spurs just got better. I think the Kings are still good. Like, everybody around them, Warriors definitely just got better. The Lakers just definitely got better. Man. Now what? They missed the playoffs, and now it's him. Oh, you was grumpy in them 20 games. And, oh, now you got the team hostage, and now we got to get rid of you this summer. And blah, 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 blah. When all he did was say, yo, I want to stay here. What are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. And then there, all the – everything that comes with that, all the baggage that comes with that, all the what? Yeah. That's the story from where I sit. That's the story. A lot of that has been shown and confirmed at this point. A lot of it is now starting to be reported. Yeah. So I'm happy I can speak a little more freer on that stuff, but that's how it goes down in this league, man. That's how Luka Doncic is on the plane crying.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution?
Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Omacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Omacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.